Well, Jack, sometimes luck goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. I think Durham have had the rub of a number of different greens in this match, but you've got them over the line today.
Yeah, that's cricket, really. You get your ups and you get your downs. A lot of bad lucks went our way, like beginning of the season, and today luck went my way a couple of times, got dropped a couple of times, but made the most for it, and I thought it was an outstanding win for the boys.
It was always going to be a test of sort of mental strength as well, this one, wasn't it? Because there was a lot being said about the power of the spinners of Hamid Al-Qadri and indeed Imran Tahir on his debut, and it was a case of just how Durham could go mentally about that.
Yeah, it was a very good challenge. Obviously, two very good spinners, a pitch that offered a lot for the spinners. But I thought we took the challenge on. Instead of sitting back and letting them bowl, we tried to hit the balls, hit the bad balls and put them under pressure. And I thought we'd done that really well. Very good game of cricket. Tough 4 days. They played well, we played well. Back and forth, but we stuck it out and got the win in the end.
When you and Ryan got together in the middle, you just lost two wickets just after lunch. I suppose the alarm bells might have been ringing then. I think you edged one to the slips when you were on six, again on 36, and then I think you dropped on 41 as well.
Yes, correct. But as I say, that's a lot of cricket. It sometimes goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. But luckily enough, took it today, took my chance, and feel good about it. But yeah, Ryan's a really good player. The way he plays, he looks to dominate. It doesn't matter who's bowling. Looks to get on the front foot of them, and I knew that, obviously playing with him. I've batted with him for a lot of times now, played for Hetton with him a couple of times, but like having him coming in when he did sort of pushed the pressure off me, and because I knew he would dominate the bowlers. Yeah. Thought he played really well.
And towards the end you really accelerated and went after their bowlers. What was the plan once you'd got the sort of 50 partnership on the board? Were you just looking the next 10?
Yeah, I was looking next 10, but then I thought of looked up and I thought there's 100 in sight, to be quite honest. So I thought I'll have a go, and if I get close then, but then I'm buzzing to get 93, not out, team win, but yeah, I thought I can get 100 here.
Yeah, you just missed out there, 93 not out, 127 partnership from the two of you, it's a win. It gets you sort of pointing in the right direction, and now the teams just above you are catchable, aren't they?
Yeah, never say never. We've got a really good bunch of lads. Yes, it's a young side, but got good vibes in the change room, good attitude, and we always want to do better. So, yes, the luck hasn't went our way so far, really, but I think that's going to change.
And some nice T20-esque shots towards the end of that innings as well, which sets you up nicely for tomorrow in Lancashire in the 2020 at Durham.
Yeah, definitely. Big game tomorrow night. But, yeah, we haven't been able to do much practice. Obviously, there's been a lot of four-day cricket. So obviously it was good to get a few out the middle and get myself in a little bit of form for the T20 stuff.
And you've been out for quite a few weeks with that broken thumb. That must have been quite frustrating. You've managed to get yourself fit and get back into the side and get some runs.
Yeah, very frustrating. It's always frustrating when you get injured. You always want to be playing. You never want to be out. But that's a thing that's going to come with cricket. It's not going to be the last time I break my thumb. So you've just got to get your head down, get as fit as you can, and hopefully get straight back in the side when you are available to play.